You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra, uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
We were just talking about Rob's cousin. What's your cousin's name?
David.
Rob's cousin, David. And that's the one that Rob was a roomie with.
Yes.
Until he started shacking up with his honey, Meredith. And he's your best friend too, right?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, y'all do more stuff together, right, than any other dude.
Yeah.
And so he is all into video games and stuff, as Rob is. Board games too.
Yep.
And I don't know how any of this works, but it seemed like y'all were talking about shocking statistics. This Zelda game that came out a couple of weeks ago, it logs how many hours you've spent playing it.
Yeah, the Switch does that for any game that you play. Mm-hmm. So I was checking his, and it said, what did it say? He spent 160 hours, I think, since the game came out.
And that's in how many? When did the game come out?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I think it was
about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Let's say it says it came out May 12th. So it's further longer than I thought.
Okay.
Yeah. So it seems like you guys were building up for that release. You guys were talking about it for a few weeks before came out.
You finally got a release. So by comparison, how many hours have you played, Rob? He's played 160 something.
I think mine was 80, so half.
Right, and what is yours, Riggins?
Just over 30.
How many hours, Rob?
160.
Okay.
It's 25 days total.
All right.
It's been out.
I just was doing the math. I'm doing the math. Hang on a second.
So that's a lot then, huh?
Well, yeah.
For his cousin?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. For anybody.
It's
remarkable.
Yeah, for somebody who has a full-time job as a productive member of society like his cousin is and all, that's a really, really super-duper amount, right?
Yeah.
6.4 hours a day for 25, that's not counting today, so 6.4 hours a day for 25 days.
And today he's off work, so.
And you think that's all he's doing today?
Yeah.
And
it's gotta be.
Can you text him and ask him if he does it on his lunch break?
He would not be awake yet.
Oh,
okay.
Because he stayed up all night playing Zelda because he knew he didn't have to work.
He gets home at like 11 at night, so.
Oh. Wow. And so will he play any other games while he's playing that one? Like, will he just take a break from it and then go, all right, well, now I want to play some whatever.
I don't think so.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
Nope. I don't think so.
So it's like once you get a new game, you play it until you defeat it. Is that how it works?
Or you get bored with it. That's usually my situation.
Yeah. Can you defeat Zelda?
Yeah, you can beat it. There's a final boss.
Well, you can play the story, and that they say that takes, you know, whatever he said, 50 hours. But to do all the things, okay, let me put this in perspective for you. So there's a map, right? And you can to travel across the map, it would probably take, you know, straight line, it would probably take, I don't know, 4 hours. And it's this enormous thing. But then in this game, you go underground and it's the map again, but now it's all dark. Mm-hmm. It's in the pitch black.
And are you shooting things and killing stuff?
Yeah, battling, and it's, you know.
And Zelda's a girl?
Zelda's a girl, but you play as Link, who's the main character.
Right.
Okay, where does Zelda come in?
She's the princess that he's trying to save. In
Oh, he's trying to rescue Zelda.
Yeah, it's kind of the same story in every game.
That's what I was going to say. Are all these games they built for nerds to rescue the damsel in distress and all of that?
Yeah.
You know.
And then there's like these odd characters that are overly sexual for some reason. You're like, oh, I see why they did that.
I see why they did the fairies.
They're overly.
No, the chick that works at the tower with the glasses, and she looks like a little anime character with these huge boobs. You're like, what? I don't totally get that. And they're like, look, let me. There's a feature in the game where you can ascend. You can go through the roof of a building, mm-hmm. and people were going under where that character is located, and going up through the roof to go up like up her, you know,
most
intimate of areas.
Wow,
it's ridiculous.
Rob, do Dungeons and Dragons games use a lot of that when people are making up stories where they're rescuing the princess and all that?
No, not really.
No.
Mm.
Wow.
So I just looked up how long the completionist ending time for the Zelda game is 206 hours to do everything. And that's like probably a median average of times for people.
Wow.
If you knew exactly what to do and how to do it. And there's no instruction manual. You kind of do whatever you want and figure it out as you go.
So, Riggins, if you hadn't have recognized the possible obsession with the game when you first got it and limited yourself to weekend play, would you have logged as many hours as his cousin, you think? If you would just say, all right, every day when I get through with my work, I'm going to start playing.
No. Not even close.
Because you go to bed early.
I go to bed early, and I'm playing quite a bit. I mean, and I've logged 30 hours, but then Rob was like, I played 80. So more than double. And I thought I was like way into it, you know. Because he didn't even like the last one. Rob didn't like the last one.
I got to the very final boss and quit playing on the last one.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with me, but it's just
You're losing your touch.
And I'm afraid that it's about to happen with this one because I'm just there's too much to do. It's a little overwhelming.
Yeah, it would take me 1 hour. Probably to get bored with it.
Yeah.
I think it would be less for you.
I mean, yeah, even if I knew how to do it and I were, you know, because I remember the last game that I downloaded on my phone to play was Angry Birds.
Yeah.
And I played that, you know, a day off and on during that. I'd go back and do that. And then it wasn't that I wasn't great at it. Because, I mean, what is there? What kind of skill is it?
Yeah.
It was just, I just got bored with it.
Yep.
The only game that I've ever had on my phone I got two that I will go back to from time to time. Like if I'm on a plane or something and I didn't bring a movie to watch and I just want to look at my phone and play something on an app is Blackjack and Solitaire.
Solitaire, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm boring.
Well, I'd say like any hobby, if you binge watch a TV, it's basically the same thing. You know, binge watch a TV show.
But it's just certain things that I just lose focus on easily. You know, like school.
Well,
I lost focus in school easily.
It happens.
Mm-hmm. Man.
But it is
100.
That is something remarkable to me.
6.4 hours a day for 25 straight days.
And I can see how long he spent on the previous Zelda game, and it was only 20 hours more than he has on this one. And that one's been out for years.
Yeah.
So he must like this one a lot more.
I would think so, yeah.
It is a good game, and it's open to everybody. You don't have to be a very good video game player to play it, and that's kind of where I'm at. I'm not a great video gamer.
So what are you thinking, Rob? There are times, say he has a day off, that he plays 12 hours. Would he play more than 12 hours in a day?
I would say that's pretty fair. Yeah.
Okay. Food delivery?
No, he usually cooks up a frozen pizza or something.
Okay.
Okay. Because that would allow him to double up on the time. Like if you had a day off and you played, you know, if you had back to back days off and played 12 hours each day, you know, then that it helps your average quite a bit.
Yeah.
So can he play Zelda and do other things at the same time? Like, could he turn on a TV show and play Zelda while he's watching TV?
I think he does that, but I don't know that he pays attention to one more than the other. Like, I think he might turn something on just to have some noise in the background.
Does the game have noise?
Yeah. For some reason, when I used to live with him, he would be reading a book on his phone, have his computer on YouTube, and have his TV on something as well. But I know he can't pay attention that well to these things, so I don't know what the deal was there.
Hmm. Wow.
Sometimes just having the additional movement or sound, motion, whatever, can allow you to kind of get focused different than if it's very quiet while you're trying to read.
Yeah. I can read and watch TV at the same time. I'll do that, but that's about it. I can't do anything else.
And you can follow what's going on in both?
Yeah.
You're bullshitting.
Yeah, I read a lot.
I don't think we believe that.
That's
now my grandfather used to be able to, if you're watching a movie, he would fall asleep. Then he would, if you change the channel, he would wake up. So I thought we were watching that movie. I said, you've been asleep for 20 minutes, and he'd be able to tell you what had transpired in the movie. And I don't know if that was because I was a kid and he'd seen the movies before or what, but he could, like, probably 80% of the time he'd pretty much nail most of what had happened in the movie. I don't know how that works.
When I would watch TV in the afternoons and take a nap, I can remember what I was watching. Like, I could hear it in my head while I was sleeping. I don't know.
But back to your cousin. Back to your cousin for a second. He doesn't have time to have a porn addiction, though, does he?
I don't know one way or the other.
You know me. I'm always looking, at the silver lining of things.
Yeah, I don't think he's
like, I play so many video games for so long, I don't have time for a porn addiction.
Would it be how do you classify an addiction? Does he, if he takes 10 minutes to look at it every day?
Now, when you say addiction,
that's what I'm saying.
How are we talking?
Is it an addiction if he looks daily for like 10 minutes, or does he have to look for longer than 10 minutes a day?
But wouldn't an addiction be like, you can't live without it? Then that doesn't necessarily mean how much time you spend on it, but like if he couldn't go those 2 minutes a day with it without it, that's an addiction.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm asking. How do you I don't know how you qualify something as being an addiction.
I would say an addiction is when it is consuming your daily activity.
That's fair.
Like, he's got a video game addiction. That's easy to see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's playing 6.5 hours a day. And then the possibility exists that he takes the machine to work with him and plays on his lunch hour.
Yeah.
That's a video game addiction.
I would agree.
So if he's doing something similar to that, if somebody's doing something similar to that with pornography, then that, I would think that's an addiction.
And I can also tell you he's definitely addicted to video games because he budgets around like what video games are coming out that month if he can afford to do something otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
number one on his list of priorities is being able to get the video game stuff that he needs or wants.
And it's been that way our whole life.
Wow.
Now, so he knows like rent, car note, whatever, electricity, and then he goes to video games?
Yeah. So like if I'm like, hey, you want to go to lunch? He goes, I can't afford it. There's a couple games coming out this month.
That's just reasonable budgeting.
Yeah. For an addict.
Well, if it's that or lunch, I mean, you're going to prioritize some things eventually.
He's got food at home.
Yeah, and do addicts really make a budget for their addiction? I don't think so.
That's how you end up,
busy. They go weird for stuff. It.
He's an addict. He's an addict, yes.
What if he's taking the Nintendo Switch as a game addict, but then shoving it up his ass? Is it also a sex addiction?
There? He's doubling up on his addictions there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get nasty stuff on the Switch?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think it has a regular web browser, which would be the only way that you would be able to get something like that on the Switch.
Oh, I bet there's something you could get on the Switch. But there's some kind of nasty game you can get on the
Nintendo. Oh, I flip your Switch.
I want the nasty stuff.
I bet there is. Well, I didn't bring it up.
TJ, you always bring up the nasty stuff.
TJ brought it up about him having a porn addiction. That's why I was asking.
You took it to another level.
Right, always. Okay.
But with this type of addiction, people take it, he could be doing stuff. This is my point. He could be doing stuff way worse.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and he's doing, his responsibilities, not, leaving anybody high and dry or anywhere. But an addiction is an addiction.
Do you have a TV watching addiction?
No.
I mean, because he says if a game comes out and he's binging it, you're doing the same thing with a new show. You're binging it.
I haven't done that in a while. But the thing is that I don't plan all other social activities in my life behind watching TV. Like, say, TV's coming first. The only time I would do that is if it's a ball game I really want to watch.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to say, Jody's saying, okay, well, we're supposed to go do this and this for the weekend. I'm not going to say, well, wait a minute, let me check and see what show's coming out. So I may want to sit home and watch the TV show all weekend instead of going on the trip. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I mean, it controls his life, basically, outside of his work.
Right, because the past 2 or 3 weeks, I'd be like, hey, you can come over if you want. We can hang out. He'd go, nah, I'm just going to stay home and play Zelda.
Yeah. So, Zelda is his sweet mistress.
And the last time he came to my house, he just played Zelda in one of the bedrooms. When he came over.
Wait. He came over and then just went in one of the bedrooms and shut the door and played Zelda?
Well, he didn't shut the door. He left it open.
Yeah. Well, why did he come over?
I don't know.
Was he coming? So he wasn't coming to spend the night or anything. He just came over to hang out, and he just decided to go in the bedroom and play Zelda the whole time?
He brought his Switch setup so he could plug it into a TV and play in the spare bedroom we have.
Hmm. How does that make you feel, Rob?
It was.
Hurt your feelings?
It didn't hurt my feelings, but it was very strange.
It's okay. You're safe here. Did it hurt your feelings? <That's sad. laughs> David hurt your feelings. His addiction is ripping you apart. You know what you need to do? You need to get Merida and the rest of your family together and write him letters and tell him how it makes you feel. And gather around him. Tell him there's going to be a video game tournament at your house to get him over there. And then y'all each take turns reading your letters to him. And then tell him if he doesn't accept this gift that you're offering him of rehab, that he's no longer your cousin.
You're excommunicated.
You can't even do like they do on intervention. You can't even say, and I want my cousin back, because he's always been this way.
Yeah.
That would just mean he's playing old games. Yeah. I want that David back.
That is true that he does play old games, because I buy games physically, and then when I beat him, I sell them. I don't think he's ever sold a video game back to somewhere. He has all these different video games in his room.
Hmm. And what do you think? Ballpark a number.
He still has his old Nintendo stuff that he used, like the older Nintendo stuff, his old Sega Genesis. He still has that in the games for it. So I'd say maybe 500, maybe more.
Oh, wow.
You want to see some panty dropping. She walks in and sees those old Super Nintendo games.
It's all in there.
Mike Tyson punch out.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Ace TJ Prime Reward members, here is your extra funny secret word. Nap. That's nap. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today. Or go to acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
More than just a little funny, more than just average funny, this is Extra Funny. It's the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Y'all crazy. There's a lady. Her name is Jamie Bronstein. So I'm guessing she's Hispanic. Jamie Bronstein. She's written a book, and in her book, she's a relationship therapist from Los Angeles. And she shares 5 tips for telling a partner about your secret fetish.
Oh. 5 tips for telling your partner.
How you tell your partner, hey, I got this fetish.
I was just asking Alexis about that the other day. I was like, you guys talked about like fetish, like anything weird.
And first one is communicate with confidence. Blah, blah. Present it as an opportunity to mix it up. Start by expressing how much you love your partner and your relationship, and that you thought it would be fun to mix it up
with in the bedroom. Yeah.
Remind them that fetishes are normal. Okay. I think that depends on what follows. I have a fetish.
Yeah.
And then they say, what is it? Say, like, I like to rub my business on trailer hitches.
Ew. That's not normal.
It's not normal. Employ humor to ease tension. You could share your fetish and then say, just kidding.
Oh, yep. No, don't do that. That's a horrible idea.
That's the worst
idea. That's a joke.
What's funny about that?
And then the last one was avoid placing pressure. Saying this is it and I need you to do it, or or you're not going to be doing what I feel needs to be done in this relationship, whatever. So I know that when people are listening to the podcast, and a lot of people aren't listening live, and so it's kind of hard to get participation on topics as we go along, but I would love if we could even just get one person who could tell us how it went when a partner of yours told you about their fetish.
Yeah. Yeah, like I that think whole sometimes thing that they're just, normal. Yeah. They drop something on you that is way not normal.
Yeah, if it's a fetish bomb and they say it and let's say it's so out of the ordinary, so crazy that it ends the relationship.
Well, yeah. What was the guy that you were talking about a few months ago that was into balloons, or like he was like rubbing on balloons? That's probably a relationship ender, unless the person is extremely cool.
Yeah. But would it be a relationship ender if it's the woman who has the balloon?
No.
Yeah, no.
So you think guys are more understanding about such things, Riggins?
Absolutely. Yeah,
I think the guy is far more likely to go, all right, let's get wild. I'll try that.
I'll be right back. I'm going to Party City.
Yeah. I'll stop at Ace Hardware on the way home, get us a couple of new plungers, ones that ain't been used, whatever you need.
Yeah. I always just assume fetishes are something a guy is into, not a woman, for some reason. I don't know.
Well, we talked about those women that they had the cast fetish. where they are turned on by guys wearing casts and vice versa. Yeah,
yeah. Casts?
People who were turned on by somebody having a broken arm.
So hard.
Broke leg.
Oh, okay.
Like a full body cast just drives them wild. They can't even
watch that damn Fall Guy.
Because I would think that is, you know, a difficult thing to bring up to somebody that you're in a relationship with. Because it can be a deal breaker. It could scare them off.
But then joke about it if they
Never mind. I don't want to put you in a guillotine.
Yeah.
I was just joking. Like I don't have a guillotine fetish.
It's a joke.
The moment you can tell they're frightened, like yeah. I'm kidding about that.
I just think I would want
the word what is delivered when you tell them.
What?
Yeah. If they go, what? Then you're okay. If they go, what? And what? They say it when they're backing up. What?
Okay, that was a joke.
I'm just kidding.
I don't want to eat a cob salad out of your ass. It's a joke.
You heard of Love Island?
Maybe
I'm going to take you to Thousand Island.
Yeah, they can very easily get that. Like, what?
What is that? What did you say?
What?
What did I say? No, I didn't say nothing. That's the worst that you gave fourth worst piece of advice ever.
Yeah.
Just act like you're joking. Act like it was a joke. What kind of advice is that?
This lady said, dude told me the other night he will growl in my ear.
Like a dog.
How'd that make you feel? Mm-hmm.
Or if they did like a cat.
He said something else really disgusting as well. I don't think I can even type it.
I'll type it.
Come on.
Let us know.
Doesn't every woman want a guy growling in her ear? I think
would that be his fetish? What's your fetish? I like to growl in your ear.
More of a roar, like a lion. Wouldn't that be sexier?
Yeah, I'm king of the jungle. Like, please don't do that.
Oh, you're gonna be the poacher tonight.
Yeah.
What about like making some dinosaur noises?
Yeah.
I just love.
I like that.
I would love it, baby, if you could do a Chewbacca impression.
Yeah,
that gets me every time.
My childhood awakening was watching Jurassic Park.
But I mean, you could have people out there like these crazy, like where they're addicted to inanimate objects and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like I want you to watch me. Get it on with a park bench. That's my pet. You know, that's going to be a what?
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, especially if it's so deviant that it could get you arrested.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you're dealing with that sort of thing. And I bet this lady wrote the book. She probably wasn't, you know, speaking about those extreme fetishes and all like that.
Well, that's what a fetish is. It is kind of extreme. It's out of the lane of normal. So
yeah, but there's a difference in a fetish being I'm addicted to, I'm turned on by rubbing against balloons, and I want you to dress as Princess Leia.
Is there?
I think there is.
I think there is.
Which one's weirder?
Balloons, I think.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Anytime there's you're bringing an inanimate object into the lovemaking.
Well,
you know,
put on the buns. I'm ready. I think they're both pretty weird. Well, there's probably a difference between like that's like a kink and a fetish. Mm-hmm. Way more outside of. You know, just something that I find hot or something, you know,
right,
the back of the elbow, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Let's see. What is the definition of
dressing up like? Who was that? That flight attendant lady that was trying to go cross country as the first woman and they never found her.
Oh,
Amelia Earhart. Yeah. Oh, I got a stewardess fetish for Amelia Earhart.
Stewardess.
Terrible. He's the worst.
She was a stewardess. What was I going to say? I forgot.
Hang on, let's see. Is there a difference between... Oh, this says kink tends to increase the partner's pleasure. Fetish replaces the partner with an object.
Yeah,
so fetish has
they because defined, that's why that's why, you know, if you say something is a fetish that involves another person, it's not really a fetish. The psychological definition of it, like when people say I have a foot fetish, that doesn't really count because it's part of the body, so right. It can be sexual. But if you say I have a balloon fetish, that's a fetish.
Yeah, that seems like super weird.
So this lady may not even be using the clinical definitions of it.
Yeah, she sucks.
Well, it does. There is another definition. It says for fetish. Gratification strongly linked to a particular object or activity or a part of the body other than sexual organs. So they do include some other things. I don't know.
But
it doesn't seem like she correctly uses the word fetish, though. You're right.
Alexis, you never had a guy tell you anything like that that was shocking?
No.
I'm into whatever.
No, not yet.
Or say, like some woman saying, you know, it really turns me on to see a man shoplifting.
Yeah. Let's get crazy.
Okay. I wish that the lady had not. I wish we hadn't convinced her to type what she couldn't type.
What did she type? Oh, I need to
look it up. It's horrible.
Let me look it up right now.
I'll read it.
I mean, it makes
it's gross.
Yeah, she was right. We did not want to know that.
I want to see it.
That is beyond disgusting.
Let me see. Okay, never mind. yeah.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
It was that bad, wasn't it? You're right.
That's not good. I mean,
there's more of the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Neogenyx presents the Extra Funny Podcast. Find out more about Neogenyx at acetj.com/neogenyx. Now, Ace and TJ.
Yeah, if you've been living with pain and you thought the only way I can fix this pain is with surgery or a bunch of medications and all that, then you need to give Neogenyx a try. Now, they'll tell you, you know, hey, we see what you got going on here, and this is not something that we do. So they're not going to try to just find something to do to you, and that way they can treat you and charge you. they're on the up and up. So if you want to see if the pain that you have can be fixed without surgery and medication, and go to acetj.com/neogenics. Get all the information you need right there. How bad is the Ozempic short? Is there a shortage yet of Ozempic, or are they predicting that it's going to be a shortage?
I don't know
of that, but you know, because people needing it for diabetes, and other people using it just for weight loss.
I've heard that.
But they have different brands of the same type of medicine, right? Things that are that mimic the weight loss benefits of Ozempic.
Yeah, Wegovy is the other one, I think.
Rob, is it as expensive?
I was doing something else. Was that
the other medications that they say work like Ozempic? Are they as expensive as Ozempic?
I think they were. Yeah,
because Rob has the Ozempic because of diabetes.
Yeah, they had me on something called Mounjaro before, but I think it was also in short supply because it is a replacement. But I think it was just as expensive. Yes,
Kilimanjaro, what they call it.
Google does say the current shortage has limited access for patients with diabetes who rely on to control their blood sugar. So they say there is a shortage.
Well, I mean, they should be more successful.
Yeah.
You know, so they could buy it all up.
Yeah. And Rob's being super stingy. He won't even give us any.
Right.
I know. Let me have like two little pills or something.
It's an injection.
Oh, never mind that.
It what?
He said it's an injection. I thought it was a pill.
Oh, yeah. It's an injection. And if it gives me the crazy diarrhea, that'll be fine for a couple of days.
Oh, I don't care.
You know, a little spring cleaning.
Absolutely. Light as a feather.
Because I talked to somebody else who was on one of the other brands, and he said that it didn't make him poop the bed like some people were saying, but it does cause a lot of diarrhea. But that's just a day for you, Regan.
Yeah, I mean, I eat corn, and I almost shit the bed. You know,
it's like, one leaf.
Yeah, a salad makes me cramp up for like a day. So it doesn't make me shit the bed. But
does it have to be enough lettuce to make a salad, or could it be putting lettuce on a burger or a sandwich?
No, it's got to be enough to be a salad.
Okay. So if you got a sub sandwich with shredded lettuce on it, you'd be all right.
No, that's enough lettuce to do it.
Oh,
but
it
like
is?
A single leaf of lettuce on a burger wouldn't do it. But yeah, enough shreddice.
Shreddice
will shred my insides. It's just like immediate cramping. It didn't always used to be that way, but like, and it's iceberg, it's romaine, it's any of that.
I love iceberg.
I do too. I love them both.
A nice wedge salad.
Oh yeah,
love it.
But I don't want it wedged. I want it chopped
up, yeah,
because the wedge salad always comes with nasty ass blue cheese on it.
But that's the only way I can eat blue cheese dressing is on that salad. I hate it everywhere else, and I'd rather it without the chunks.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh, not me.
Put some bacon.
I bet they could do a blue wedge salad with ranch,
of course.
Yeah,
easily, because I mean, it's not like, you know, they put the lettuce and the dressing together ahead of time. Or do they? But that's something that, like, you never imagine a little kid going, I like a salad with blue cheese.
I was that kid. My dad was a blue cheese fan, so that's where I got used to it. So every time I'd order, it's like, salad, blue cheese dressing, please. Killing it.
And my friends have a daughter, and when she was little, I mean, she would order escargot or whatever. If you're at a fancy restaurant, she would order surf and turf.
Good
and
Lord.
Eat just like they did. You know, we're talking, you know, 9 or 10 years old.
That's crazy.
Around that age, when I went to a fish camp, they had to bring me McDonald's.
Oh, no way.
I don't doubt that. you're very fragile, Rob. You can't even eat fried catfish. Man.
Your parents brought the McDonald's for you?
Yeah, because
they created the monster.
I don't eat fish.
They should have forced like food down your throat.
You eat fish. Yeah, you eat fish sticks, right?
Yeah,
but and Long John Silver's.
It's not real fish.
But he didn't eat fried catfish.
When I went to Long John Silver's, I got chicken.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know he's fragile.
picky.
He's a delicate fella. Mm-hmm. Not being able to eat grown-up foods a lot of times. You know, people say he can't eat solid foods. He can't eat grown-up foods.
Yeah. You know that video that went viral, what is a woman? He's like, what is a blueberry? I don't know what that shit is. What is that?
We have video proof that I don't know what some fruits
are.
Hey, when's the last time you've tried fried catfish, Rob?
I don't know that I ever have.
Yeah, you're not going to have that.
Well, that's what they have at the fish camp, isn't it? Isn't that the main thing they have?
They had a bunch of other fish stuff there.
A shrimp?
Yeah.
So it'd be more likely that he'd have a white, like a Captain D's kind of fish, like a cod.
But either way, about going to a fish camp, that's the main thing they have.
Yeah, how do you know you don't like it if you've never tried it, Rob?
Because I don't like the texture of fish.
Okay, that's fair.
I get that because I'm a texture person too.
So you can't eat anything like that? You don't eat a Captain D's or anything like that?
I can eat shrimp, but that's a different texture than regular fish.
Yeah, I think that texture thing is in people's heads.
No.
Well,
yeah. Because if it's something that's the same texture as fish, but it tastes like Alfredo sauce, you'd be munching down on it.
I will say, like, the number one thing I can recollect off the top of my head that is a texture thing is pickles. I like the flavor of a pickle, but I don't like the way it feels in my mouth.
Huh? You don't like the way a pickle feels in your mouth, huh?
Is that right?
You ain't had the right pickle. Yeah, I think that's psychological. Not to say that you don't experience it, but it's a psychological thing.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I would agree.
You know, just like so many years, our friend Cubby not being able to swallow a pill. You know, he was in his 30s before he could swallow a pill.
Yeah.
That was a psychological hang-up.
He still has trouble with it, doesn't he?
I thought he mastered it.
Yeah, I thought we heard that he
could do it. Yeah, I thought he got to where he could do it.
As delicious as fried fish is, Rob, is that something that interests you? Would you like to try? Like, is it something you'd be like, man, it looks good?
No, I don't think it looks good
either. Oh, you don't? Okay.
I tell you what. I don't like the taste of it either, but one of the main things is the feeling of when I bite into it that I hate, and that's scallops.
Yeah, I'm not a huge scalloper.
I hate scallops. It's slimy. Really? You never had? It's like biting into a ball of gel or something. Just,
ooh.
They look really good. Scallops.
I like them when it's, get them on.
I love them.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like you don't really see them in restaurants anymore. It's like an older
dessert.
Huh? Fancy food, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, Riggins, you were asking me yesterday what the hot trend for food, like women are doing for food, not at restaurants, but it seems like every day there's a new twist on a tater tot casserole that women are into.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing dainty about that.
No. They love it.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do to it. But a lot of them now are focusing on the Mexican style tater tot casserole.
Oh, just a taste of old Mexico.
Yeah, tater tot casserole. You know, I told old Cheeto over here across the street at the Mexican restaurant, I said, hey, I really like your tater tot casserole, brother.
Olay.
He was like, gracias. And I was like, well, you are more than welcome, sir. I actually saw a guy the other day. He was a chef on the internet, and he was doing a tater tot dish, but he was gourmeting it all up, and he made his own tater tots, so using the frozen ones. So he boiled the potatoes and then shredded them on a box grater. You know, that's how you make them. And he stirred up some other stuff in it and made them into little shapes of tater tots.
Oh, my gosh.
And deep fried them.
That's interesting. I never thought about that, making your own tater tots at home. Ooh, why would you do that?
Why would you do that? I bet they're good.
I bet they're not that much better.
I bet they're good. Right.
To go with that, all that trouble.
Yeah.
I bet not.
Mm-hmm. He was making scallop tater tots. No.
Oh, gosh.
I'm kidding.
I'm starving.
Me too. I'm so hungry.
I'm thinking about fish. I'm thinking about tater tot. Damn, God, bro.
Rob, do you like the texture of tater tots?
Oh, I love tater tots.
Oh, okay.
I told you that.
I prefer those to fries, usually.
My little friend Jenny's handsome husband, Michael, does not like tater tots.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. He loves fries and hash browns.
How do you know?
But he doesn't like tater tots.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's the difference between, like, what is it he like? How does he like a hash brown but not like tater tots?
He likes the hash browns are, you know, when they're shredded hash browns, right, and okay, and the home fry country potato thing.
Yeah,
he likes both of those, but he just doesn't like. He would much rather have it another way when he's eating burgers and stuff. He doesn't like.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Rob. That is effing crazy.
get some tater tots, put some chili on it, and some cheese.
Yeah, I was going to say Alfredo sauce.
Damn. Oh, that sounds good, too.
And you get some tater tots, put some Alfredo sauce on it, grind you up some Parmesan cheese.
Holy God.
To top that off with. And, oh, man, a little hot sauce.
Oh, Italian tater tots.
So, Rob.
That would be good, though.
Rob, do you ever order that? When you're not at Papa John's, do you ever order pizza with Alfredo sauce on it and all of that?
I do like a white pizza, yeah.
The what? A white pizza?
Yeah, it's, in some places the white pizza is the one that has Alfredo. Other places it's like a olive oil base.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the white pizzas a lot.
Mm-hmm. You would want a white pizza, right, Alexis?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's all he wants.
He wants a white privileged pizza.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Not surprised.
I love a spinach pizza, though.
Oh, yeah,
that's what
spinach,
she was saying.
Yeah.
I bet you don't care for that, do you, Rob?
The one at CeCe's was not bad. That's the only place I've ever had it, though.
Spinach pie.
Oh, so you went actually, you were at the gondola eating that. That's good.
Yeah. It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey, if you're looking for the extra segment of Extra Funny, then make sure you go and get signed up for Ace TJ Prime Plus. It's the only way you can hear it. It's for elite members of Ace TJ Prime Plus. So go to acetj.com or any of our social medias and get signed up.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. NEOGENIX.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.